I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Well, hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week in the fine city of Salisbury, the jewel in Wiltshire's crown. If you consult their official historian, you'll find that Salisbury Cathedral is the finest example of early English architecture in the country. It has the tallest spire, the best-preserved copy of the Magna Carta, the world's oldest working clock, and the smuggest official historian in Europe. The architectural restoration expert, Robert Anderson, spent many years working on Salisbury Cathedral. Sadly, he was crushed when a pile of brass Roman numerals fell on him, after which he needed round-the-clock care. As Salisbury's council is keen to point out, Wiltshire has only one cathedral city. It's not actually true. I nipped into Waitrose and they've got loads of them. Anne of Cleves lived here after she was divorced by Henry VIII. Henry had only ever seen Anne of Cleves in a flattering portrait by Hans Holbein. As a result, their first meeting didn't go well. Henry gave her a lump of sugar and ordered that she be saddled up. Anne was only here a short time, asking to be moved to lodgings in Richmond, saying it would make her happy if she could see Henry's magnificent Hampton Court in her window. In 1665, Charles II moved his family and court to Salisbury to escape the Great Plague of London, which was spread rapidly by rat fleas. The blood-sucking parasites didn't leave until they heard the fleas had been killed. One of Wiltshire's largest tourist attractions is the safari park at Longleat House, with over 500 animals. Visitors driving through are warned that the management take no responsibility if their car is damaged by a bunch of monkeys. The same warning you get at QuickFit. Salisbury boasts the oldest tattoo parlour in England, where a local character known as Inky Joe had his entire body tattooed with a map of Great Britain. At his funeral recently, everyone agreed you always knew where you were with Joe. Salisbury Plain is the site of scientific investigation into the rapid decline in the population of bees. Researchers are methodically cataloguing numbers and species to try to identify whether they're on the verge of extinction. But those scientists are not alone in assembling a rarely seen bee list. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Tony Hawks. And here to keep a keen eye on the team's points, please welcome our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Okay, the first round is all about food and involves the team suggesting certain dishes. So, teams, I'd like your suggestions of what certain meals or items of food might be like if one letter had gone missing. Barry, you can start.
Baked bees on toast.
Tim?
Steak and kiddie pudding.
Tony?
Porn cocktail.
Graham?
Chicken in the loo.
Eel escallop.
Shredded wee.
Anal delight.
Chicken how mean.
Cauliflower o' ratin.
chicken wigs.
Cock pops.
Dover owl.
Here we go.
Deep fried arse bar.
Shepherd's eye. Delicious.
Wedding cack.
French neon soup.
Rat first, sorry.
Well, the teams are going to sing for us now in the round called One Song to the Tune of Another. Musical accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Our listeners will be interested to learn that Colin once auditioned for The X Factor, playing the piano in One Direction. Halfway through the second bar, he fell off the end of the keyboard. OK, well, we'll start with you, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of Uptown Top Rankin' by Althea and Donna to the tune of the Lambeth Walk.
See me in me heels and tinging, dem checks say we hip and ting. True them no no and ting, we have them going and ting. Oi, now pop no style are strictly roots. Now pop no style are strictly roots. See me upon the road and I hear you call out to me. True me in me pants and ting. See me in the altar back. See me give a heart attack. Give me little bass, make me wind up. Me race dropped on top ranking. See me in the Benz and ting. Driving through constant spring. Oi!
Tim, or you now, Barry, and I'd like you to sing the words of Hanky Panky by Madonna to the tune of Delilah.
Some girls like candy and others like to grind. I'll settle for the back of your head somewhere on my behind. Treat me like a bad girl. Even when I'm being good, I don't want you to thank me. You can just spank me. Some guys like to sweet talk. Others, they like to tease. Tie my hands behind my back. And ooh, I'm in ecstasy. I'm in ecstasy.
I'm sure a contract will be following very shortly. You know what, anyone knows a hitman? Now it's your turn, Graham. I'd like you to sing the words of Psycho Killer by Talking Heads to the tune of We'll Gather Lilacs.
I can't seem to face up to the facts. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep 'cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa 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 fa. Run, 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 run away. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce?
And finally, Tony, I'd like you to sing the words of Gangnam Style by Psy to the tune of Beethoven's Ode to Joy.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style, J to dance. Rowan Gajog in your jar. Kopi and Jenny, yo yo rula. Nupungo il your jar. Bami o mi shim jani do.
Thank you, Tony Hawks. I must say, I've never actually seen an audience goose-stepping to a song. The next game is called Word for Word, and it's a word game. Many of the words we use today come from William Shakespeare. Despite his genius, Shakespeare is often criticised for anachronisms in his writing. So-called scholars of his plays always talk about Julius Caesar's clock. But in those days, clock meant bell from the French cloche and referred to the sound of a bell being tolled. In any case, what they've missed is the Merchant of Venice's Porsche. There's no way he'd have driven a German sports car. In Word for Word, each team takes it in turn to exchange a series of words while the opposing team should challenge if they detect a connection between any of these words. So you can start, Tim and Tony.
Mandolin.
Clinch.
Basin.
Fallow.
Juniper.
Jettison.
That was a Graham coming.
Yes, a lovely old actress. Juniper Jettison.
Yes.
Starred in a lot of the Ealing comedies.
Was she?
Yes.
Do you remember any of the particular ones that she starred in? Or?
Yes. She starred in Stop That Policeman.
Yep.
And she starred in That's My Fence. Mm.
It's all coming back to me now, so I'll give you. I'll give you that, Graham. So it's over to you.
Now?
Yes.
Hesitation.
Tim there coming in with a challenge. It's actually the wrong game, but... yes, if you would start, please, Graham.
Right. Left. Lugubrious.
Aardvark.
Nevertheless.
Furthermore.
Plunge.
Coriander.
Tony has...
I think nevertheless plunge is an instruction given to people when they're on that diving game on the TV. You know the one...
On Splash.
Splash,
yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Because they get nervous and they say, nevertheless plunge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that game be a lot more entertaining if there was no water in the pool? I'll give you that, Tony. I think that is actually a legitimate manoeuvre in diving. I think you're quite right with that. So can you and Tim, please continue, Tony.
Butterfly.
Fiscal.
Ambulance.
Stentorian.
Barry.
The sound of the current ambulance siren has been described as stentorian.
Yeah.
That it frequently is, in my opinion, yes.
Yes.
I think you're spot on there, Barry.
It's sort of... tenuous connection, but I think there is one.
Nevertheless, there is one, you're quite right. Nevertheless, plunge, let's say.
Yes, indeed.
This puts us in the dilemma of whether we continue the game or... or just declare a winner at this point. I'm tempted, but I think we just one more round. It's over to you, yes, Barry and Graham.
Go on.
Continue.
Dilemma.
Farrago.
What? Tony.
Well, clearly they're in...
Oh, I'm so sorry. That was just... the gong has gone, and that means that that is the end of the game, and we can't even hear what you were about to say. But that is the rule of the game that I've just introduced. The next round is all about newspaper headlines. Now, much of the British press is, of course, controlled by Rupert Murdoch's News International Corporation, who also own a large share of Sky TV. I recently worked for Sky TV, so I know Mr. Murdoch is an honourable man who was shocked to have his integrity impugned by Leveson, and he knows how strongly I feel because he's listened to all my voicemail messages. I'll read out some incomplete headlines from various newspapers published exactly 10 years ago to this very day. It's Monday the 1st of July, or if you're listening at home to the Sunday repeat, then you should get out more. Right, teams, here are the first part of some genuine newspaper headlines, and your job is to guess how they might have finished. I'll start with you, please, Barry. This headline is from The Independent, 1st of July, 2003. MPs split over sexing up of...
Anne Widdicombe.
Yes, of course, it's the Iraq arms dossier.
Oh, of course.
Yes, Tony, another one. This is from the Financial Times of the same day. Poll shows Blair...
How to speak Polish.
So it was actually losing his grip. Tim, there's one for you from the Daily Mail. This asylum seeker was elected to a city's council, and now he needs a £20 an hour Urdu translator. Guess...
What paper this is from.
Guess he's picking up the bill. Graham, from The Times. Prosperous pill-popper pensioners penalise...
People pushing PPI repayment plans.
It's actually wealthy pensioners who are receiving free prescriptions for their medication on the NHS. And Barry.
Yes.
One for you from The Independent. Prince Charles calls for return to traditional...
Abdications.
For return to traditional teaching. Charles warns a generation will be culturally disinherited by a Harrow School curriculum. Sorry, narrow school. Tony, this is Horse and Hound from July 2003. Jumpers threaten...
Cardigans and are asked to pull over.
They threaten a boycott of the anti-hunting bill. Tim, from the Salisbury Journal.
Ooh.
Wallet.
Found in pocket.
See that the headline was Wallet Stolen.
Oh.
Yep. Graham's view from the Salisbury Journal.
£2 found in wallet.
There's actually two cautioned. Okay, here are some for any of you to have a go at from the Times, 1st of July, 2003. Europeans wary of Berlusconi's ability to...
Turn out his pockets and do elephant impression.
lead EU. It's from The Guardian. Manchester diagnosed as...
Northern.
Britain's city of sick notes. A study finds Manchester is most bohemian UK city, but also had the most sick days taken. From Horse and Hound, July 2003. Young stallion makes...
Over 50 portions of lasagna.
makes his presence felt. I don't know what that was about. Salisbury Journal. Stolen bird.
Going cheap.
Returned. Again from the Salisbury Journal. River Path indecent exposure man.
Voted least popular superhero.
I doubt he was hunted.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No.
It's an elephant. from the Salisbury Journal. 80s heartthrob strikes.
Piano keys on I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue.
It actually strikes gold for Tony Hadley plays the City Hall. That sort of thing. Another one from the Salisbury Journal. Student bet led to...
idiot hitchhiking round Ireland with a fridge.
Trek for charity. And finally, the Salisbury Journal. It's an advertisement. Salisbury's ultimate male fantasy.
A nice pot of tea and two chocolate fingers.
Best of luck getting home, Graham.
It was actually Club Rouge Lap Dance Club, and the club's slogan, having been, you'll agree, it's a nice place to be. The next round is called 84 Chicken Cross Road. In this round, each team takes it in turns to improvise the letters sent between two famous people. So, Barry and Graham, I'd like you to start by composing a letter from the Chief Druid of Stonehenge to Wiltshire Council's Planning Department. And then Tim and Tony will come up with a reply and so on.
Dear
Planning
Department,
we
would
like
to
apply
for
permission
to
build
a
extension
on
Stonehenge.
By
saying
this,
we
intend
to
add
a
small
conservatory
which
will
involve
pulling
down
most
of
the
town
and
some
of
the
stones.
Therefore,
we
intend
also
to
build
a
loft
on
top
of
the
edifice
and
underneath
a
basement
where
you
may
enjoy
snooker,
billiards
and
other
pastimes
which
we
enjoy
but
don't
talk
about. Finally,
look
here.
We
would
very
much
like
to
entertain
you
lavishly
at
a dinner
on
board
the
Queen
Maria,
which
is
moored
next
to
the
Stonehenge.
Ta-ra!
Yours
druidly,
Chief
Druid.
Dear
Druid,
I'm
not
very
keen
on
your
ideas
because
they
involve
making
a
large
interference
with
stones
and
such
like.
I
think
not
too
laterally,
which
is
why
I
got
single.
This
problem
contravenes
planning
regulation
8 9 G 4 6 11 9
and
B.
So
go
and
stuff
your
plans
up
your
Henge.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a round of the Pirate Songbook. Samantha was telling us she's working on a new production of Treasure Island. She says the producer often asks her to go into the props cupboard for a Jolly Roger. So, teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest the titles of songs likely to be popular with an audience of pirates. You can start, Graham.
I want to hold your hook.
Tony?
It's me hearties and I'll lie if I want to.
Tim?
Gangplank style.
Barry?
Have I told you, matey, that I love you?
I'm a Barbary girl in a Barbary world.
She loves ye. Aye.
I just called to say...
We three kings of Orient...
Anything by... Aha.
Galleon, Ossenferfer, Katznell and Bogan.
Scurvy, cheap.
I'm hanging from the yardarm at the corner of the fleet.
Blackbeard singing in the dead of night. Born to rum.
You say either and I say ah.
Please release me. Save all your kisses for Smee. Mahi's making eyes at Smee.
Somalia time, and the stealing is easy.
Boiled beef and parrots.
Every little breeze seems to whisper, ah.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Well, I think we get the gist of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, as the furniture store of time announces the mammoth sale of destiny and the happy shopper leaves with a half-price mammoth, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Salisbury, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Tony Hawkes have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.